up, we back. Tell them so we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless.
CK UT Radio McGill Montreal. Nicest every time, bitter road of music, it's a ball. Bunchy Bantan says so.
Mind reader,
I saw you from behind. I thought that you were mine. And your zodiac sign was fun. From wood to twist the line. Cherry pie in my eyes. Convince me that you're the one.
So you might as well.
Wine up your waist, set the pace on down. Bubble up your body when the band turn come. You know where you set off, so close up you take off. Stand up and face it, don't bother round. Girls and our friends and nothing, them plenty. Step out and step off in a four door Bentley.
I need that girl, tell me have you seen that girl.
Girl, you know me
love your empty one. That who sent me, step out of me house, go straight to Young Factory.
I need that girl, tell me have you seen that girl.
Alright, old girls have a very bad habit. Lock me down for deal with that floppy. Good thing in the left out me tonic. Excursion, excursion. Polish and toast. Photo show pretty fly girl shank a pose. My girl, you know pretty like mouse. Lunch in Malta, tea on the coast. Vegan meals and no pan pros. You're just only in the finest clothes. Your style.
Girls and our friends enough in them plenty. Step out and step off in a four door Bentley.
I need that girl. Tell me have you seen that girl.
Girl, you know me
love your empty one. That who sent me step out of me house. Go straight to girl factory.
I need that.
I saw you from behind. I thought that you were mine. And your zodiac sign was fun. From wood to twist the line. Cherry pie in my eyes. Convince me that you're the one.
So you might as well.
Wind your body.
Look it up.
Move your body. Wind your body.
Booty go.
Move
so you might as well.
Wind your body.
Look it up.
Move your body, girl. Wind your body.
Booty go.
Move so you might as well. Wind your body.
Look it up.
Move your body. Wind your body.
Booty go.
Move your body.
Girls and our friends enough in them plenty. Step out and step off in a four door Bentley.
I need that girl. Tell me have you seen that girl.
Girl, you know me
love your empty one. That who sent me step out of me house. Go straight to girl factory.
I need that girl. Tell me have you seen that girl.
So you might as well.
Got me singing, got me
Because I can't express myself that way. The words I say are always coming from my heart. Because I'm not about that movie way. It's just so fake. What we've gotta know is real, babe. I keep trying to get through it. The way I feel, so real. Don't have to pretend, 'cause I'm bad at love. I'm bad at love.
On public transit, I wear my mask. I do it for others, my family, friends, and people in my neighborhood. I do it because we all have a role to play for our community and those we love. COVID-19 is still around, so let's keep at it. Let's continue to protect ourselves properly. We're fighting the virus, and we're up to the task. That's why on public transit, we all have to wear a mask.
All against one. All against COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Mr. Bolden, I'm sure you still meet the remark that, what are the Negroes, why aren't they optimistic? And I apologize and preface this by the phrase, the Negroes, because it lumps together an awful lot of people. You and Floyd McKissick and Adam Clayton Powell and Hattie McDaniel and Jackie Robinson, and it's impossible, I suppose, to... But for want of a better phrase, if you'll allow me, they say, but it's getting so much better. There are Negro mayors. There's Negroes in all of sports. There are Negroes in politics. They're even accorded the ultimate accolade of being in television commercials now. And, I'm glad you're smiling. Is it at once getting much better and still hopeless?
Well, I don't think there's much hope for it, you know, to tell you the truth. You know, as long as people are using this peculiar language. It's what I was trying to convey before when I said that it's not a question of what happens to the Negro here, or to the black man here. That's a very vivid question for me, you know. But the real question is what's going to happen to this country. I have to repeat that. Now, if Negroes, you know, don't seem to be very optimistic, it's not because they suddenly all change from happy, shiftless, dancing darkies down on the levee, picking all that cotton and singing praises to the master. Mm-hmm. They've not changed at all. They never were optimistic. All one's got to do is listen to Swing Low, Sweet Chariot and ask yourself what that song's about. Or try to really listen to what Ray Charles is really telling you. We have lived under these intolerable conditions for how many years? Nearly 400 years. We have evolved a certain kind of style to meet it, and a lot of that has been involved with the lies we had to tell to you, and the lies we had to tell to you, this compounds the disaster you believe because you wanted to believe it. But obviously you knew, every white man knows, that he would not himself, you know, lying track for nothing. He would not himself allow his child to be sold from him as though the child were a mule. He would not himself allow himself not to have the autonomy of his own house and his own woman. He would not himself pick all that cotton and carry it to market just because he loved white people. We all know that. And the word Negro in this country is designed, finally, to disguise the fact that one is talking about another man, a man like you, who wants what you want. And insofar as the American Republic wants to think there has been progress, they overlook one very simple thing. I don't want to be given anything by you. I just want you to leave me alone so I can do it myself. And it also overlooks another very important thing. Perhaps I don't think that this republic is the summit of human civilization. Perhaps I don't want to become like Ronald Reagan or like the president of General Motors. Perhaps I have another sense of life, which in fact my situation here has forced me to trust. And perhaps I know more about you and your institutions than you know about me. And perhaps I have a judgment on them. Perhaps I don't want what you think I want. And that there's nothing you can give me. Perhaps there is something that I can give you.
Mm-hmm. Where do you stand in relation to the Negro figures in the media that we see who frighten us the most, and maybe some of you the most, the ones who want to burn it down, demolish it? The ones who have totally given up. I assume you haven't totally given up.
Well, I'm still alive. There's still breath in me. And so as long as breath is in me, I will never give up. But if you think that Rap Brown, you're referring to Rap really, and Stokely, are something new, you know, I refer you back to an old song. No one even knows who wrote it. And it's supposed to be spiritual. It's supposed to be about, you know, Christian church, but it really is a slave revolt song. The man says, if I had my way, if I had my way, little children, great God, if I had my way, I'd tear this building down. It is not new for me We've always felt that. It is new for you. And if we were white, if we were Irish, if we were Jewish, if we were Poles, if we had, in fact, in your mind, a frame of reference, our heroes would be your heroes too. Nat Turner would be a hero for you instead of a threat. Malcolm X might still be alive. It is that you can face, in some ways, the discontent of white people. When they rise, they are heroes. And it, you know, everyone is very proud of brave little Israel, a state against which I have nothing. You know, I don't want to be misinterpreted. I'm not an anti-Semite. But, you know, when the Israelis pick up guns, or the Poles, or the Irish, or any white man in the world says, give me liberty or give me death, the entire white world applauds. When a black man says exactly the same thing, word for word, he is judged a criminal and treated like one, and everything possible is done to make an example of this bad nigger so there won't be any more like him. Now, you can do this if you like, you know, until your party is over. But I know, after all, who my heroes are, and George Washington is not one of my heroes, for example. Neither is Booker T. Washington. What the American public has always tried to do is to accommodate me into a system which is always meant to my death. They want me to become an accomplice to my own murder. That is what you really mean by integration.
That's impressive. I don't understand it. That last sentence.
Stokely Carmichael says, and he's quite right, that integration is a euphemism for white supremacy. The truth is that we have been integrated here since we got here. You know, that is not what the battle is at all. If Negroes in this country arrange from every color under heaven, from yours to mine, to people even blacker than me, that gives away the history and tells us what happened. Or as an old black woman once put it to me, to sum it up, she said, white people don't hate black people. If they did, we'd all be black. That's something you got to face. I mean, you, the American Republic. We are your brothers, and your disowned brothers and sons and sisters and daughters. You got to face that.
There's a sense in which I don't think you answered my question, and we will be back in a moment. Stay with us. Mr. Baldwin, I guess what I meant by not answering my question was this. You get a kind of simple idea of what Stokely Carmichael and H. Rapp Brown mean, and it's maybe because we may not read their words in complete form, but we see them for a minute on the news, and they're yelling, get guns, burn, so forth. And all I was asking really was, are you more moderate than that in your present mood? And are they saying too much? Are they over making a point?
Well, the point that they're trying to make cannot be overstated. I'm much older than Rapp, and I'm much older than Stokely. And to that extent, I can be called more moderate, I suppose. But on the other hand, the difficulty here is this. I can't, and Martin Luther King said this too in another way, I can't really ask a black boy younger than, let's say, 20 years old, right? 17 years old, 25 years old. There are two things I can't ask him to do. I can't ask him to allow himself to live on the terms bequeathed him by the American white people of this country. I cannot ask him to allow the forces which rule this country to emasculate him. I cannot do that. I won't do that. I don't, on the other hand, want to, will not either, you know, counsel a generation, you know, to go out into the streets to die. But there is nothing in the evidence offered by the book of the American Republic which allows me really to argue with the cat who says to me, they needed us to pick the cotton, and now they don't need us anymore. And now they don't need us, they're going to kill us all off, just like they did the Indians. And I can't say it's a Christian nation. Your brothers will never do that to you because the record is too long and too bloody. That's all we have done. All your buried corpses now begin to speak. I can't depend on the American moral credit to save some of the people whom I love. But you don't have that moral credit. You know, you told yourself, yourselves, and us, for all these years, nothing but lies. Now, I want you to understand something. I'm not interested in making an accusation. I'm not even talking about the past. I'm talking about the present. This is not an accusation. It is a plea for the life of this country. Because no matter what I say, no matter what Martin said, the despair in the ghetto, the despair throughout the country, accumulates with every hour. And people grow up much faster than you think they do. People are uptight about Stokely now because he said black power. No one is concerned about white power, which is now wiping out Southeast Asia. No one's concerned about the white power, which keeps my children in the ghetto, which does not educate my children, except to become inferiors. This is power. And when the Republic reacts as it did to the linking of the two words, power and black, is a confession of what the country has done with its power.
Have you ever thought that there might be a basis for prejudice against Negroes specifically that is maybe deeper than anything anybody has said yet? I don't mean that I'm about to say it, but I mean by this, is it possible that you always have to deal with the prejudice against Negroes separately from
what has happened all these years to us? For me, this has always been a violent country. It has never been a democracy.
Right. I do get the feeling that you overstate for rhetorical purposes sometimes. And when you say the thing about the policeman, the simple phrase once come to my mind, but there are some good policemen, in the sense that when you say, I could never vote for the Republicans as long as Nixon is in the party, or I could never vote for the Democrats as long as, who shall I say, Senator Eastland or...
Senator Eastland, for example.
But that leaves no door open. There's no hope then.
Door to what? Let me try to make it very clear. What I'm saying may be stated badly or awkwardly, but what I'm trying to say cannot be overstated. No tongue can overstate it. No, it takes you a long time in stammering to state it.
I agree. There's no eloquence equal to the race problem.
And of course there are some good policemen. No doubt.
I just think you risk being misunderstood by people who would be, pardon the expression, sympathetic by what sounds like too broad a statement.
But you must understand. You must understand that part of what is happening here is a tremendous gap between my experience of life, I'm using myself as a black man, right? And your experience of life, you as a white man, okay? Mm. And you say sympathetic, for example. But you overlook, you know, I hate to put it this way, it may sound like an overstatement too, that I, historically speaking, have lived here with your sympathy. Now, for a very long time, it may have occurred to me now that if I could live with your sympathy as long as I have, I can possibly live without it. I mean, I want your sympathy anymore. Maybe I can't afford it anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about individual policemen. No doubt Nixon loves his children. I'm talking about the structure for which these people work. Yes. Policemen in the ghetto are not there, no matter what liberal newspapers may say, are not there to protect my life. They're there to protect your property.
Stay with us. Stay with us. We'll be back after this message.
I'm a young black man doing all that I can to stand. Oh, but I look around and I see what's being done to my kind. Every day I'm being haunted as prey. My people don't want no trouble. We ain't fed enough struggle. I just want to live. God protect me. I just
Revolution Shirt.
The year is 2020, the number. Another summer, get down. Sound of the funky drummer. Music hitting the heart, cause I know you got soul.
Revolution Sister.
The information age got them seeing what's really wrong with these racist days. I honor the strong and pity the weak. Your thoughts run your life, be careful what you think. Haiti beat France in century 17. Salute Toussaint and Dessalines. And I do love France, know what I mean? It's a system I'm talking, nobody's agreeing. They say it's suicide when dead bodies are swinging. Cowards are hunting black men, that's what I'm seeing. How many toasters have been burnt down? And once Central Park was a thriving black town. Yo, Chuck, I'm fighting the power right now. Thanks to you, Flav and P.E. putting it down. Putting your life on the line. So now the next generation still singing Fight the Power.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. We got to fight the powers that be.
Police think they Wayne, 6ix9ine over the law. Wanna give us short sticks, but we really need a long. To the boys in the hood, got them bullets and batons. From boys in the hood, triple K's on their arm. Four fingers on my palm, screaming fight. Change the policy, defund, buy back our property. You love Black Panther, but not Fred Hampton. Word to the Howards and the Aggies and the Hamptons. They book us, won't book us, I'm Booker. T. Washington, George Kill, 420. Think about it, that's 2,000 pennies. The value black life, the cost of going to Wendy's for a four-quarter burger. Ended in murder, fight for Brianna in the pain of her mama. Gotta fight
the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. We got to fight the power that we need.
Yeah, generations is how long we've been at war. The revolution on our platform. You break a man's mind and it's back. Your solidarity is what I'm wearing all black for. For comrades who don't fought without me. It's not to try and change our thoughts about me or to redirect your reports about me. Dear white people, you should take a course about me. Cause is it the long four finger ring? The sciences of the arts, the songs we can sing. I really wanna know why y'all so scared. Probably cause the promised land we almost scared. But look, I think of images that fuel my youth. Interviews by Craig Hodges and Abdul Raouf. Examples like Olympic black power salutes and Panther troops. I saw as I pursued my truth. If racism is a cancer, black thoughts the answer. Gotta get up off the back porch. Emancipate your mind. Get your bodies back from ransom.
Come on.
And all black hands up for the anthem.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.
Yo, yo, check this out, man.
Bring that beat back, man.
People, people, stronger than this evil. Smash your power structure, melanin royal regal. System designed to kill and unprotect. Worldwide hit the streets just to get some respect. Our fight and our rights for freedom will never waver. Justice Breonna Taylor, salute Chuck and Flavor. Feel the same anger since Radio Raheem died. Black power to the people, push forward pride.
Fighting power like it's an octo. Born to fight, I made it off the block though. Thought he had a gun and he was black, that's the combo. The police killed George having a convo. They killed Malcolm X, they killed Dr. King. They gave us guns and dope, they wanna stop our kings. Trying to erase our history, stop and think. History class ain't tell us about Juneteenth. Cops don't give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill a Negro, he's a key, bro. Us living life on welfare. The last one who cared was Obamacare, round 12. Nose kinda bloody, gotta keep fighting. Trump through the North Korea, they respect violence. If you ain't trying to have your city on fire, put some respect on our name. We come from gold and diamonds.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. We got to fight the powers that be. Elvis was a hero of the month, but he never meant to me. You see, straight up racist, the sucker was simple and plain. Cause I'm black and I'm proud, I'm ready, I'm hyper, I'm amped. Most of my heroes don't appear, no stamp. Sample all look back, you look and find nothing but rednecks for 400 years if you check.
Don't worry, be happy.
Was a number one jam. Damn if I said you could slap me right here. Get it.
Let's get this party started right.
Right on, come on, what we got to say? Power to the people, no delay. Make everybody see in order to fight the powers that be.
We'll be right back.
white boy crying because his black cop shot my little one in the back of the head because he thought cell phone was a... How come you don't see it? You think black cops is more spiritual? You think that a problem? No. They got enough sense to know that white folks ain't gonna tolerate it. And the only reason they do to us what they do, because
we tolerate it.
Okay, I'm not telling you.
Real bad guys. Living like a villain, never chilling. Heavy influence on your chilling. Yeah, I woke up this morning to a cop with a who told me that he looking for a on the run. I thought for a second and I screwed my face and asked some dirty pigs why the you in my place. They said chill or we kill, this is a warning. Then I told them where is the warrant. Then they got the punching and kicking and macing. Whole situation with Larry Davis. Thinking about my lady and thinking about my baby. Thinking these d***ing pigs going crazy. They want to kill a cause a n***a on this rap. Want to leave me dead on the mattress. Hampton, I'm a public enemy because I cold lamping. And I don't give a f*** about a party in the Hamptons. And I don't give a f*** about a m***. As far as I'm concerned, that's f***less. Cause my dad was a cop. You don't think I know a dirty cop when I see one shake down. The scene going wild in the bedroom. Grabbed the cops, left him leaking with a head wound. Second cops, but did his partner. Shot him in the leg and he hit a main artery. Reading at a dirty cops looking at me. Talking about he killed if I try to flee. I'm about to lose it, so he gonna have to prove it. All cause the government hate rap music. I've been labeled outlaw, renegade villain. So was Martin King, so the system had to kill him. Another with an attitude, the world gotta feel him. Intent on living. If I gotta kill a copper just to make it out of building, that get left dead, no feelings. Yeah, come as I buckle for his feelings. Trying to knock his brain through the ceiling.
Hey, bro, I'm in some trouble, okay? I gotta be gone for a minute. Just call my old man. It's real deep. I shot a cop.
When I surface on the streets, I can hear the crowd yelling and see the neighborhood stitches pointing and telling. I'm bailing like a felon or a side of Shakur before the law leave me stinking like a bag of manure. Like one in the movie, they won't dead cause the things that I say might make the youth go and pick up and tell the government. No way, like John Collum.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast.
and be upon their way.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police.
Whoop, whoop.
That's the sound of the beast.
Whoop, whoop.
That's the sound of the police.
Whoop, whoop.
That's the sound of the beast. Check out the message in a rough style. The real criminal, I'll see all pink. You check for undercover and
check this out, this is Flavor Flav, and you listening to C. Yo, check 1-2, this is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy, and you listening to K. Yo, check 1-2, this is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy, and you listening to CKUT, and the place to be, from the bottom to the T.O.P.
afraid to call the police, but 911 might leave me deceased.
confront my nephew and niece, handcuffed and on my knees, on my belly screaming, I can't breathe. It's time to bring the ghetto jobs like Steve. Open doors for these kids, turn knobs, no keys. I'm trying to grow trees out of seeds, cause black fathers aren't the only men that leave with 1.3 million mouths to feed. I'm trying to raise a half a million PhDs. Mrs. Mayor, this a letter for my mayor. Tell her take it to the prime minister and the premier too. You can tell the president, shorty, call your whole crew, Mrs. Mayor.
Rasta is in life, in progress.
The system is a strain and a mess.
In making
I'm feeling like a pain in my chest.
Many can't spell, but I got them up yonder. You can't tell them and different from woman. Yeah, the people them as well. The food I give we cancer. Look how long we a tell them about the benefits of ganja. Them not like the smell, so we not get no sponsor. Rum and cigarette company, them running rampant. No money no flow, the ghetto gets so stagnant. You have it strong like junior gang flag man. Me say me can't breathe, in a this a suffocation. The people living in a suffocation. Me can't breathe, me feel claustrophobic. Up in a system where no economic growth is. Me say me can't breathe, in a this a suffocation. The people living in a suffocation. Me can't breathe, me can't breathe. When the youths can't write and can't read. In the depths of this mental pollution, them want we take a dive. Living in destitution, but still we have survived. In spite of persecution, we humble as a child. Because this revolution is of a different kind. We have a different mind. I preach some different signs, living in a different time. I can feel the frequencies changing around me. It's like the anxiety a drown me. Me say me can't breathe. In a this a suffocation. The people living in a suffocation. Me can't breathe, me feel claustrophobic. Up in a system where no economic growth is. Me say me can't breathe, in a this a suffocation. The people living in a suffocation. Me can't breathe, me can't breathe. When the youths can't write and can't read. A long time the Rasta man a warn them, fill out the bloody meat and go take it to the farm them. Now I just disease them a put in a the can and the damn soya bean. Tumor start farm and the youth them at the future, yet the police a remind them. Tell Queen Elizabeth give you what we demand, a repatriation chant to the motherland. Yes we gone then, we know our resort we go harm them. Cause we can't breathe, in a this a suffocation. The people living in a suffocation. Me can't breathe, me feel claustrophobic. Up in a system where no economic growth is. Me say me can't breathe, in a this a suffocation. The people living in a suffocation. Me can't breathe, me can't breathe. When the youths can't write and can't read. Whoa, no, no, no. Skibbily bang, the Rastaman is chanting now. Aye. Then I have been gay of his sound. Babylon is burning down. Yeah, yeah. A King Selassie, I wear the crown. Oh, no, no, no.
The same as anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else. You're in, and you're in.
See, you'll never conclude with anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else. I had everything, everything. I could change anything. If I changed anything, I mean anything, I would change everything. Oh yeah.
Dark boy, don't you cry. There's too much life left in those eyes. Don't you let that face go waterfall. Don't you learn to love you, scars and all. Dark boy, don't you die. They're just human, let them lie. You just know your world and speak your truth. Let them come to you for your love and your heart. See, cause you've never been the same as anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else.
Tis your call, there are no wrongs. See, you'll never conclude with anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else. If I had everything, everything, I could change anything, I could change anything. If I changed anything, I mean anything, I would change everything. Oh yeah.
When the media slings mud, we use it to build huts. Irrefutable facts, merciful, beautiful, black, beloved brother. You fail to embarrass them, harassing them. To my life, your life pales in comparison. So go write whatever blog. Messiness is not ever the God. Do what's necessary, I'm never worried. Listen, vultures, I've been shackled by Western culture. You convinced most of my people to live off emotion. That's why we competing. Death by the chrome barrel, forgotten secrets. My killer been Jeroboam, marrow's the deepest. You can peep at the comments, but don't fall for that. We want freedom. I'm a scholar in almanac. People do anything to be involved in everything. Inclusion is a hell of a drug. Some people have everything they probably ever wanted in life and never have enough.
I had everything, everything. I could change anything. If I changed anything, I mean anything, I would change everything. Oh yeah.
From the birth of a child, the world is foul. Excursions of a searching child should learn to take nothing personal. A parent hates to watch his baby's face, taking his first immunization shots. But this is great, the child's introduction to suffering and pain. Understands without words, nothing is explained. A rush to the brain, looking up at his parent's face like, I thought you would protect me from this scary place. Why'd you let them inject me? Who's gonna know how the side effects is gonna affect me? Who knew I would grow to meet presidents that respect me? If Starbucks is bought by Nestle, please don't arrest me. I need to use your restroom and I ain't buy no espresso soon enough. Assume the cuffs, the position not new to us. Sits back on the bus, sitting, said screw that bus. Boycotted that bus out of business. The future's us. Yet every citizen's in prison.
I had everything, everything. I could change anything. If I changed anything, I mean anything, I would change everything. Oh yeah.
Watch me as I walk through the folly golly, New York to Sardi. In Italy, I'm Eduardo Bacari, but nasty the hustler, nasty like mustard gas sulfur. And I could sell Alaska to Russia, no pressure. My first house, 11,000 square feet mansion. It was haunted by dead rich whites. Mad a nigga bought his crib to hang up pictures of black Christ. Circular driveways, black cars, and black ice. My second house, still in my 20s, illin' with money. Chilled through my spine, spilling wine. It's funny, did good for a staircase.
Public transit, we all have to wear a mask.
All against one. All against COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. No boundaries. Feel alive.
Oh, 꽃을 내놓을 수 있는 우정을 누구와도 말하지 못해 슬픔을 함께 했었지.
어디로 가야 하는지 Hello and welcome to Voice of Korea on CKUT 90.3 FM. I am your host, Sean Kim.
안녕하세요, 보컬 청취자 여러분. 저는 한국어 진행자 다이아나 전입니다.
The first two songs that you just heard were Goodbye, My Friend by Kim Jong-min and On the Road, sung by Shin Hae-chul. For today's vocal show, we will be introducing Korean literature, food, a movie, and a lot of Korean music. First of all, we'll be talking about the Korean book, You Are Fine Parents, written by author Lee Kun-hoo. And then we'll be showing you how to make the popular Korean dish for kids' lunchbox, also known as stir-fried potatoes and ham. Finally, for today's vocal cinema, we'll be talking about director Yoo Sung-won's dramatic action film, Escape from Mogadishu, which is based on real events set during the Somali Civil War. Stay tuned for the next hour with Voice of Korea.
여러분께서 들으신 곡은 김정민의 Goodbye, My Friend와 신해철이 부른 길 위에서였습니다. 매주 화요일 복고 방송에서는 멋진 한국 노래와 함께 한국 문학과 음식 그리고 영화를 소개하는 시간을 갖고 있습니다. 오늘 책 넘기는 소리 시간에는 이근호 작가의 당신은 괜찮은 부모입니다를 전해드린 후에 한국 음식 코너에서는 자녀들을 위한 인기 만점 도시락 반찬이죠. 감자 햄볶음 만드는 법 알려드리겠습니다. 오늘 포커시네마 시간에는 소말리아 내정 당시 남북한 대사관 직원들이 목숨을 걸고 함께 탈출한 사건을